At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Past weekend, and also we're going to be looking at five players that Alabama football fans should be excited to watch this fall. Stay tuned for Tide Talk Live. What's up, everybody? Welcome back into another episode of Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood riding solo today as we look at some recruiting nuggets from this past weekend from some of the top visitors that were in Tuscaloosa for official visits. And there's a lot to dissect there and break down and look at. We're going to look at that. We're also going to look at five players that Alabama football fans should be excited about this fall. Just finished an article over at RollTideWire.com discussing that, and I kind of want to go over that with you as well on the YouTube channel. Before we dive too deep into all that, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe today. Hit that bell for notifications so you don't miss any of our content here at Tide Talk Live. Got a lot of good stuff rolling out throughout the summer months as we await the start of the 2023 college football season. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, just wherever you find great podcasts, you can find Tide Talk Live. And make sure you subscribe there. Leave us those 5-star written reviews. That really helps us out tremendously as well. And then jump in the comment section here on YouTube and let us know your five players that you're most excited to see this fall in Tuscaloosa for the Crimson Tide. Cannot wait to interact with you there in the comment section. But we're going to start with some recruiting nuggets from this past weekend. Of course, it was a huge weekend for official visits in Tuscaloosa. You know, Nick Saban hosting some of the nation's top talent. And you can't really start this conversation without talking about the 5-star duo from Buford, Georgia. Of course, Alabama's got a good tradition of landing some Buford products. Of course, Justice Haynes is a freshman from Buford. Jake Pope is a second-year player from Buford High School. So Alabama has some – Seth McLaughlin, the starting center, is from Buford High School. So Alabama has a good, strong tradition of landing some Buford products. And, K.J. Bolden, Edric Houston, they're two 5-star prospects who are as good as anybody else in the country, regardless of position. And, you know, Alabama has kind of been viewed as outside looking in for both of these players. And I really feel like that's probably still the case for Edric Houston. But I think after this official visit, gathering information that I've been able to gather, K.J. Bolden come away blown away from what Alabama has to offer, you know, talking with guys like Caleb Downs and, you know, Jake Pope, some defensive backs there at Alabama, and what he could possibly bring to that room in the future. And I think Bolden really sees what Alabama's doing there in the defensive backfield and what they've done with former Georgia high school players there, and he likes what he sees. So I think Alabama's right there in the mix with Ohio State and Georgia for K.J. Bolden. He even come out and said that they're in his top three. So I think it's a three-way battle. I don't think anybody really has an advantage at this moment. So I think Coach Saban has to be pleased with where they're at with K.J. Bolden. Edric Houston's a little bit harder to read at the moment. Not sure where he's at. I think Ohio State probably still has the lead for Houston. But you never know. This is a long battle. Anything can happen. And getting him on campus for that official visit was big, especially with his teammate and, you know, with his former teammate, Justice Haynes and Jake Pope. So two guys there that you got to start with. And I really think that Alabama feels better about where they're at with both K.J. Bolden and Edrick Houston. Then we're looking at another Georgia commitment in Peyton Woodyard, a guy who's originally from Alabama, now out at St. John Bosco in California. He come to Tuscaloosa. You know, obviously both his parents are from Alabama. So he really got the red carpet treatment there in his visit in Tuscaloosa. And I don't want to say we're going to make a full prediction that he flips to Alabama. But I do believe that Alabama is a major threat to flip Peyton Woodyard from Georgia to Alabama. Of course, a really talented safety prospect there. So that's some good news there. Not sure when that could happen. But I do think a flip is most likely imminent for Peyton Woodyard. You look at, you know, a couple other guys from California, Nathaniel Frazier, Zabian Brown. Hard to get a good read on either one of those guys. I think Alabama is certainly in it for both guys and maybe even be the team to beat for Zabian Brown, a really underrated defensive back prospect, in my opinion, in this class. So two guys from the state of California that Alabama's in strong position. And so I think Alabama likes where they're at. And like I said, I think even for Zabian Brown, Alabama could potentially be in the lead for him. We're going to look at one more Georgia commitment from this last weekend's visit list. Ellis Robinson, of course, the five-star corner who is committed to Georgia. You know, this is another one that you can't really get a great read on. I think that he will be back in Tuscaloosa for a game this fall before he ever signs the dotted lines in December. And Alabama, I think, is in a good position. I don't think they're out of it by any stretch of the imagination. And Travaris Robinson, Alabama's defensive backs coach, is all over this one. He is going to do everything he can to get this flip from Georgia. He would be a massive pickup for Alabama. Of course, he's an IMG product right now. He's playing at IMG, and of course, we know what Alabama has done, pulling some of the top prospects from IMG Academy. You know, Casey Poe's an offensive lineman. He was an unofficial visit with Alabama. Alabama's in great position for him. There's several other guys that Alabama's, you know, really, really in good position for, and I really think this last weekend gave the coaching staff what they needed to know about some of these prospects and where they stood with each of those prospects. And I think Alabama's in great position. I don't think they're out of it for any of these guys that we've talked about. And they're really all players that Nick Saban wants. He rolled out the red carpet for them. And I think Alabama is, if they're not leading for it, they're certainly right there in the mix for all these guys that we've discussed so far in this episode. Of course, there's guys that you could think about that could commit real soon. Isaiah Faga, the defensive lineman from Alabama, he's committed to Utah right now, but I think Alabama is the leader in the clubhouse. I think a flip is imminent for him. That could come at any time. So that's some news. Of course, Julian Sayin, the five-star quarterback that is committed to Alabama from the class of 2024, he played a big role in this past weekend's official visit. He made the surprise visit to Tuscaloosa after winning the Elite 11 MVP. He comes down there, helps the coaching staff recruit some of these other high-value targets that Alabama's after. So Julian Sayin doing his part as the quarterback and kind of leader of this class of 2024 for Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. But that's going to wrap up the nugget part and the recruiting part of the portion of this episode. I think now we can kind of shift our focus to five players that I think Alabama fans should be excited about. I know I'm excited to see this fall. We're going to start with the offensive line and Tyler Booker, the true sophomore from IMG Academy. We talked about that a minute ago in Alabama's great reign of pulling in prospects from there. Tyler Booker is just another one of those guys, an offensive lineman who is just – he's really just a tenacious player. He gives it his all every single play. I think he has All-American potential from his right guard position there along the Alabama offensive line. I think Tide fans should be really excited about what they have in Tyler Booker. Sticking with the offensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with a guy who may surprise some people. I'm going to go with Ja'Cory Brooks, the junior wide receiver, a former five-star prospect from the state of Florida, a guy who has really just gotten – shown steady improvement each and every season there in Tuscaloosa and could really be in store for a breakout season there at wide receiver for Alabama. I know Malik Benson is getting a lot of love this offseason, and rightfully so. I think he's going to be a really a valuable piece of this offense. But I think Ja'Cory Brooks is a guy that Tide fans should also be excited about because he's a guy who has great length and athleticism, could be a really good red zone target for whoever the quarterback is for Alabama this fall. And he's just somebody I'm really excited to kind of see. In year three, does he continue to show that he was worth that five-star rating that he came out of high school with? So I'm excited to see what Ja'Cory Brooks can do in year three. Going to stay on the offensive side of the ball, the obvious choice, Justice Haynes, the five-star running back from Buford, Georgia, the freshman who really showed out in A-Day, really showed out all throughout spring. He generated so much buzz, about as much buzz as a guy can make that's not a quarterback. So I think we all know what we're going to have in Justice Haynes at the running back position, just a super talented player. With all the talent in the world, all the skills that you want from a running back, both, you know, as a runner between the tackles, catching the ball in the backfield, even showed his versatility in picking up some blitzes during the A-Day game as well. So the coaching staff loves him, and I think Tide fans are certainly excited to see what he can do in the backfield this fall. Now we're going to look at two more players, both on the defensive side of the ball, and both are young players. Jaheim Otis on the defensive line, a guy who really was made famous by his incredible weight loss, losing almost 100 pounds since arriving on campus. And he really showed signs of being a player who had great potential moving forward throughout his career last season as a true freshman. I think in 2023, you're going to see a really different player from Jaheim Otis, a guy who's going to be, I think, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the SEC this fall. They're playing nose tackle for Alabama in that 3-4 set. So excited to see what Jaheim Otis can do in year two. And then, of course, we're going to round out the list with a guy that we have talked about all offseason, and that's freshman defensive back Caleb Downs. He come to Tuscaloosa, you know, he prepped with Alabama for the Sugar Bowl against Kansas State, and was just he showed up and was ready. He has been ready since day one, proved that all throughout spring as well, proved it during the A-Day game. He is honestly one of Alabama's most naturally gifted football players on the roster, and I'm not just saying that. That is something that coaches are saying, people within the program are saying. He is an elite player with elite talent and playmaking ability there from the back end of that Alabama defense, and he could be in for a special career at Alabama. Really could become the face of the program, much like Will Anderson did a couple years ago as a true freshman, and really evolve to kind of that guy that Alabama fans know as soon as you see him. And I'm excited to see what he can do as a true freshman this fall for the Crimson Tide. But that's my five guys that I'm excited to see. I hope you'll jump in the comments and let me know who your five players are that you are most excited to see this fall. It doesn't have to be the guys that you think are going to be the best players or the guys who are going to make the biggest impact, but guys that you're just excited to see what they can do in 2023 for Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. But that's going to wrap this episode up. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe today. We'll be back really soon with another episode of Tide Talk Live, so make sure you turn on that bell notifications so you don't miss a single episode. We'll see you soon. Until next time, roll Tide.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.